This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Navajo Nation leaders and local community members are opposing a plan by the federal government to transport nuclear waste near homes. As Arizona Public Radio's Ryan Heinches reports, it's part of an attempt to clean up one of the most notorious abandoned uranium mines in the region.
The U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission is proposing a transfer of decades-old nuclear waste from the Northeast Church Rock abandoned mine site near Gallup, New Mexico, to a nearby mill. But Navajo Nation officials say the plan would bring the waste too close to the reservation and local communities, and they want the agency to take it far from tribal lands. Navajo President Jonathan Nez and the tribe's Environmental Protection Agency Executive Director, Valinda Shirley, held a meeting last month with residents of the Redwater Pond Road community. They're requesting a second public comment period for the plan. Residents in the area are still reeling from the 1979 spill of nearly 100 million gallons of nuclear waste when a tailings disposal pond breached its dam. It flowed onto the Navajo Nation, contaminating groundwater and leaving the Puerco River unusable for nearby tribal communities. The incident is the largest release of radioactive material in U.S. history, and the U.S. EPA eventually declared the area a Superfund site. Communities throughout the Navajo Nation have suffered decades of radiation exposure and sickness as the result of more than 520 abandoned uranium mines left over from the Cold War. For National Native News, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.
The Canadian government is appealing a ruling to compensate First Nations children. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, at the same time, the government has launched talks aimed at resolving the issue outside of court.
The appeal is of a federal court decision to uphold a Canadian Human Rights Tribunal order that requires Ottawa to compensate First Nations children for being unnecessarily removed from their communities. Although the appeal is still active, the government will halt the litigation temporarily. Indigenous Services Minister Patty Haidu says the government and groups involved in the lawsuit have agreed to talks, hoping for a resolution by late December. Cindy Blackstock is with the First Nations Child and Family Caring Society.
We are prepared to have a short pause in the legal proceedings to simply try and see if we can get the discrimination to stop. But we've done that on a condition that the government agrees that if there isn't proper progress by December, and if we can't land a deal to end this discrimination, then these hearings are all going to proceed on an expedited basis, because we do not want these children and families to lose time, have more justice delayed.
Last month, the federal court judge ruled that Ottawa did not make its case that the tribunal's ruling was unreasonable. In 2019, the tribunal argued that the government willfully and recklessly discriminated against First Nations children living on reserve by not paying enough for child and family services. It wants Ottawa to pay $40,000 to each child as well as their parents and grandparents. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
On Monday night, the U.S. House passed a bill to federally recognize the Lumbee Tribe of North Carolina. The bill extends federal recognition and makes its members eligible for services and benefits provided to federally recognized tribes. Under the bill, the Department of the Interior and the Department of Health and Human Services will consult with the tribe and determine services. The Interior Department may also take land into trust for the tribe. The Lumbee Tribe has been fighting for federal recognition status for more than 100 years. The bill will now be sent to the Senate. The House also considered three other Native American bills involving land into trust and a policy for urban Indian health organizations. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation, with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
COVID-19 vaccinations, now available for everyone 12 and up, are highly protective against the new Delta variant and can protect your children and family from COVID-19. This reminder provided by the Johns Hopkins Center for American Indian Health.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous populations. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.